Welcome to the Internet Wasteland. Here's your host, Ari.
Oh, hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Internet Wasteland. My name is Ari, and with me, as always, is my lovely producer, Patrick. Patrick, how's your vacation, buddy?
Fantastic.
Yeah, you feeling all refreshed?
Absolutely. Nice and relaxing.
Yeah, nice, buddy. I thought, you know, we're going to do a little, I'm a little ill-prepared today, but I whipped up a little something. I've been wanting to do this kind of stuff for a while, but, you know, some of these guys, there isn't really much about them, but it still makes for some good conversation. So I figured, you know, when it's time to do a little quick and breezy episode, I'd bring out some, we'd talk about some internet creeps. Like, we'd start talking about some, like, really famous, creepy people that were, like, that kind of came to fruition. And on the internet. And the first one I want to talk about, Jeffrey Epstein. No, I'm just kidding. We're done with that. Although you did hear what happened with the ABC News, right?
Oh, of course.
Like, yeah, that was so, like, we thought it was done, Patrick. We thought it was done.
Yeah. Well, I always maintain. I've got recordings of me from the get-go saying, pointing out that injury that they pointed out was very distinct to homicide, and then also the amount of times that, like, the fact that ABC got outed as obviously having tons of prior knowledge of this guy being
3 years.
But this is not the only fucking group of people who have interviewed Virginia Roberts or anyone who's, like, on the fringes of this thing. Like, there's tons of people, both, like, journalists, cops, politicians, regular people, who knew tons of shit of what was going on, and they all, for one reason or another, just thought, I'll just not bother to go through. Like, there's other journalists who probably got that same stuff years ago and also had their story spiked. There's probably cops who investigated Epstein Associates and was like, oh, Epstein's the real big fish here, and then they still just have to, for whatever reason, sweep it under the rug and move on.
All right, Paul, we've investigated this Epstein guy, and we found mountains and mountains of incriminating evidence, witnesses, raped children, a sex island, a plane that flies to and fro the sex island. We basically have the complete package to put this guy away. Yes, but we haven't gotten Bin Laden yet. We gotta get Bin Laden first.
Yeah.
We gotta focus on Bin Laden.
We need to interview the royals.
Yeah, we need to. So that's gonna, we're, you know, as long as, like, I'm not gonna, I'm fucking more or less done with that, but that was a pretty big thing that came out about that recently, and I just had to bring it up because, you know, we're on the forefront of the Epstein.
Yeah, I've been calling it pretty goddamn perfectly right from the get-go. I have to say, not to toot my own horn, but if you listen to, like, I think it's maybe the last or the second to last episode I was on, Fuckonomics, I spelled it out perfectly.
Yeah, I know. I remember that. Speaking of Fuckonomics, gotta give our boy, our boys Danny and Ryan are killing it in New York. But Ryan specifically, he was on Real Ass Podcast.
Yeah, he's been on Kumia. They've both been on Kumia, I think. Yeah.
I think Danny was on In Hot Water.
Yeah. Ryan did Kumia and Rap and Chip Chipperson.
I'm waiting for him to do Skanks, man. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, in no time.
It's good. Good for them. I'm so happy. They're fucking funny dudes. Ryan's, have you been watching Ryan's stuff on the street?
Oh, yeah, when he interviews people, that's so funny.
Holy shit.
Great man on street shit.
Really, I keep meaning to ask if anyone swung at him yet.
The black guy almost did when he asked the black guy gay question.
Yeah.
And he literally, that guy was trying to punk Ryan, and Ryan's very good at just like playing innocent and playing dumb.
It's
and
really
immediately
good.
Chilled that black guy out after he was absolutely like, he was daring Ryan to say something to give this guy in his head an excuse to hit him.
Oh,
like that black guy wanted to hit him, but
Ryan's too quick.
No, yeah, exactly. He's
way too quick.
Mentally, again, like so, so, so fast.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, you can't beat him.
Ryan Long on YouTube, subscribe to him. And subscribe to Fuckonomics. And give them, I guess, give them their dollar. They keep asking, so just give them a dollar.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking whiny Jew boy Danny's constantly bitching about it.
And little grifter boy Danny. No, New York's expensive. They need their dollar. I want to talk about just a couple of creeps that kind of made their rounds on the internet. The first one we're gonna just kind of run through. Have you ever heard of Purple Aki?
No.
Okay, so
don't usually remember the internet name as much as the real person's name.
Jesus Christ, if you remember this name, Patrick.
It's possible. I'm just saying not for sure, but it would be more likely to remember the real name as opposed to like, yeah, I suck with the internet monikers.
Purple Aki, whose real name is Akinwale Oluwafolajimi Oluwatope Arobieke.
Oh, that guy. No. Okay. But my prejudice is coming out because I can imagine he's some kind of weird, creepy African scammer.
So he's a British convicted criminal.
Is he not black at all? Is he like a white, weird-looking British guy?
Hold on. He's known locally in Northwest England as Purple Aki and has claimed multiple times that this nickname is racially charged due to his complexion. So, yes,
Did you know that exactly that stereotype of black people being so black they're actually purple?
I heard Moulinian in Sopranos, and I looked it up because I was always curious. I've always heard that in passing from like old Italian people, and I looked it up, and yeah, it's eggplant, which is I find fucking really stupid. It's one of those.
It's
like,
funny how that. Yeah, but that is a really
old
timey thing, super super popular among Italians. And then later on, the eggplant emoji would go on to be like a symbol of black dick and shit like that. Like, it's weird how things cross over.
Taking it back.
Yeah. They really are reclaiming that one.
He is a 6'5" tall bodybuilder who weighs 310 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. He's currently, as of today, he's 58. We'll start with his early life. He was born in Crumpsall Hospital in Manchester. His mom was Nigerian, and his father's identity is unknown. I wonder if he knows Jesse Smollett. He was placed in care, I guess foster care, when he was 6 months old and spent some time in a home, like in a kid's home. As an adult, he worked different jobs, such as a cleaner in the Mercy Tunnels and as a messenger in Liverpool. So just like an average kind of, you know, like he just kind of, you know, just average guy, working class, you know, nothing too threatening.
Besides his freakish size.
Exactly. Let me see. Okay. Yeah, so on the 15th of June in 1986, a 16-year-old from Birkenhead named Gary Kelly was electrocuted at a railway station, allegedly while running away from Purple Aki. I'll just say Aki just so I don't have to fucking Anyway, well, ready.
How did he get electrocuted? Did he get chased onto like the third rail?
So he was running. So I guess he was running away from Aki for some reason and fell onto the tracks and was electrocuted.
Get the fuck out of here!
Yeah.
Wow, that's bad luck. I could guess why someone named Purple Aki was chasing him.
You just wait. Oh, Patrick. Oh my god. Okay, you know what? Let's do this right now. I want you to guess. What do you think he's infamous for? Like, what do you think, like, this crime of, like this, so he was convicted of manslaughter for this, which I'll get into, but other than this, what's he known for?
It wouldn't be smothering or strangling twinks, would it?
No.
No.
I'll give you two more guesses.
Nothing to do with animals, I hope.
No.
Oh, thank God. Well, he's chasing a guy on a... does he rape men?
You're close.
Okay.
So let's get into it.
Yeah, break it down for me.
So he was convicted of manslaughter for that electrocution, but he successfully appealed against the conviction on grounds that he had not acted unlawfully by standing on the platform and looking at trains. So, like, he was saying there was no evidence that he was chasing this guy at all. For all anyone knows, the guy was just saw a big black guy and ran and fell onto the tracks.
Yeah, or ran or tripped or for any number of reasons. Yeah, that's actually a good point on Aki's part, because unless there's, like, video evidence or the guy lived, and even then it'd be his word against Aki's unless there's someone else on the thing. So,
exactly.
Yeah, that could be, that guy could have legitimately been the victim of a false accusation. So far, Purple Aki's in the right.
So this was 1986, okay? So in addition, he was also reportedly awarded £35,000 compensation due to alleged racial overtones in the prosecution.
They
case.
Will fucking pay. Excuse me. I used to live in England. That's where I grew up. They will fucking pay you, the government will, for anything that goes wrong. If you stub your toe on a fucking bus station, you could get £500. Like, they'll literally give you money for anything. Like, you're the victim of, like, a holdup at a McDonald's. The government will give you money for it. Like, it's one of the most bizarre, backwards kind of ways to live. Of just, like, anything that goes wrong in England, sue the government. They'll probably give you a lot of money.
Video of a dog giving a Nazi salute offending you on the internet?
But literally, people, I guarantee you, people did get money for that. By saying,
100%.
Like, I was traumatized by that because the British government didn't take it down. That's why they have those fucking retarded internet laws now, which was interesting because... having to fly in and out of, like, Germany and Italy, you see the different things for, like, porn. Majorly changes of what you could look up for porn when you go from one country to the other in the EU. Crazy.
That's insane, man. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, last you left off, it's 1986.
Yeah,
so this guy's been around for a fucking while.
Yeah, so he's still, I believe he's still alive as well. Let me see. Still alive. Okay, so... yeah. He appeared in court on November 22nd, 2001. We're in 2001 now. Pleading not guilty to 50 counts of indecent assault and harassment against 14 teenage boys between February of 1995 and September of 2000.
Where's he getting access to all these teenage boys?
He was convicted of threatening behavior and was jailed for 30 months. Okay? Released in 2003, Aki resumed his activities and was quickly arrested again and charged. During the course of the trial, 123 people were interviewed by the police, including a family that were forced into witness protection as a result of threats from Aki. This is getting dark. And you still don't know exactly what he did, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's still too vague.
Yeah. So this led to Aki being charged with witness intimidation. He was jailed for 6 years in December of 2003, pleading guilty to 15 counts of harassment and witness intimidation. 61 more counts were added, mostly of indecent assault. A further 61 other counts, mostly of indecent assault, were left on file. When Aki was being sentenced, the judge said to him, "You are a danger to young men, and your behavior is both strange and obsessive." After the case, Detective Superintendent Mike Dale said, "Over the years, Akinwale Arobieke has been persistent in his pursuit and harassment of a number of young men, instilling fear into them. We are pleased with the sentencing. Most importantly, it's to the credit of the witnesses, who, despite their fears and apprehensions, have remained steadfast and determined to see justice done and this man prosecuted to stop him from making other people's lives a misery." And we still don't know what he was doing, Patrick. I can see you thinking. I can see that brain just kind of...
Yeah, I am... My curiosity has peaked.
Aki was released on license from prison on October 26, 2006. Unusually, the police applied to Liverpool Magistrates Court for an interim sexual offenses prevention order against him, although he was never convicted of a sex offense. So that adds another little clue to it. So they released him for what he did. They released him finally. And they basically, like, registered him as a sex offender, even though he didn't do anything. Technically, because I know what he did, technically that would make him a sex offender.
Yeah, so he's got to be doing something that's not explicitly sexual to, like, some part of a 14-year-old boy.
Here it comes. Under the terms...
Hold on. Is this foot related?
Nope.
Okay.
Under the terms of the order, Aki was banned from touching, feeling, or measuring muscles, asking people to do squat exercises in public, entering the towns of St. Helens, Warrington, or Widnes without police permission, and loitering near schools, gyms, and sports clubs.
So he basically just, like, feels up young boys' muscles.
He likes to touch muscles and he likes to watch people flex and do squats. But he's, like, aggressive about it.
So like, he's like a big bully to little 14-year-old kids. Like, that's actually pretty funny.
He's like a swole.
How much you lift, dork?
No, it's just like, Hey, how much you lift? Squat now. Yeah.
That's so funny. Good for him. I'm on his side now. It's more silly than anything.
So that ban was later overturned as draconian, but remained in force after successful appeal by police. On May 2007, Aki approached a man in a shopping center in Preston and commented upon the size of his biceps before touching them without permission. He was arrested shortly afterwards on suspicion of breaching his sexual offenses prevention order and later convicted and jailed for a further 15 months. Don't they know that the longer you lock away an purple Aki, the hungrier for muscle he gets?
You think prison would be, like, the perfect place for him unless he's more into the bullying aspect that he is the muscles.
Yeah, in prison he's like the bitch.
Well, no, he'd just be on equal footing with a bunch of adult men and not able to, like, sexually get aggressive with these fucking young, twinky fucking 14-year-olds.
But that's the thing, like, it said there was, like, some 14-year-olds, but then otherwise, like, this one in 2007, the one that he got arrested for that we just talked about, it just said a man. Just some man in the shopping center.
Yeah, but the fact that he got arrested right away obviously means he didn't just touch the guy's muscles and be like, "Yeah, you got big muscles." Because that just, you'd be like, "That's fucking weird," and you'd sort of move on with your day if you're a dude. But that's obviously, he's got to be doing this in areas where he's known, and everybody's like, Aki, don't fucking touch that guy. And then he does it anyways, and they're like, oh, fuck, call the cops. Like, he's not just, like, politely bumping into a stranger at the grocery store and being like, oh, wow, you got big muscles. And then sort of, like, moving on. Like, that, how would that warrant anyone thinking to call the cops?
So I just want to take a quick moment. If you want to just throw on YouTube real quick while I'm still going, and look up Purple Aki song. There's a song about him. I didn't listen to the whole thing, but it should be by Colin Beige. That's the one that I found at least.
Purple Aki! He's 6'6" and he's 20 stone. He comes from Merseyside.
Purple Aki!
And all he did was measure muscles up. He ended up inside.
Purple Aki!
Na 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 na
na na na na na
na na na na na na local gym, the rugby club and park. And if you're ever in Birkenhead, don't go out after dark.
This is great.
That's pretty catchy. Yeah. And it tells a story.
I know, exactly.
Oh, he gripped that kid in a portaloo. So they made a sign.
Purple Aki.
He was walking weird for a week or two, but now he's doing fine.
Purple Aki. He groped a kid in a portaloo.
That's a porta potty.
Yeah, and then just like, that's great. Oh man, that's okay. Oh yeah, and then. Yeah, so when he was jailed for touching that man without permission, the I don't know if I said this before, but the muscle touching ban was made permanent. in July 2008, Aki was originally unsuccessful in trying to overturn his muscle touching ban, at one point behaving erratically before court.
You're kidding. He was behaving erratically.
I need muscles.
That's out of character.
Can we get you a glass of water? You can give me a glass of muscles. I want some muscles. Touch and measure them.
Why don't you roll up them shirt sleeves, officer?
Yeah, he reaches in the front of his pants. He just pulls out like a little measuring tape, like one of those like IKEA ones. He just like rolls it out. Yeah. during the court case, details of Aki's stalker's manual were disclosed. Oh, here we go. A book he compiled that was full of details about victims' body measurements, contact numbers, and families. Aki would do research into his victim, confronting them with such details as their father's car registration number or siblings' place of education. So not only did he walk up to people and menacingly go, yo, let me touch your muscles. Those are nice muscles. I'm gonna
measure
them.
Yeah, he knew personal shit about all these people.
It was like, I'm going to touch your muscles. I know where your sister lives. I will kill her. I'm going to touch your muscles. Oh. During the court case, DC Andrew Rowlings. I don't know what does the DC stand for?
Detective Constable.
Detective, thank you. Detective Constable Andrew Rowlings. He claimed that Aki became sexually aroused while forcing terrified young men to perform inverted piggybacks, ordering them to squat so he could lean over their backs with his face by their buttocks and his genitalia on their necks while squeezing their quad muscles.
Yep. That's Aki for you.
During the court case, Aki made an apology to his victims and admitted that he was infamous, notorious, everything from a boogeyman to whatever.
Yeah, I think he liked that part more than anything. He liked being like a menacing sort of like myth in the area.
It was the power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the reputation that he got.
He liked being a sexual boogeyman.
Yeah, he wanted people afraid of him.
Squat thrusts. In late 2008, Aki approached a 17-year-old in Birkenhead and asked to feel his biceps. Oh, there you go. Like in the song. By doing so, he was in breach of his SOPO, his Sexual Offenses Prevention Order. He was arrested and convicted for this breach and got a sentence of 18 months. In April 2010, so 2 years later, he appeared in court in North Wales, charged with further offenses. On June 24th, after a jury found him guilty of touching the calf and quadricep muscles of a 16-year-old boy in North Wales, the judge said that Aki was a sexual predator, jailed him for 2.5 years. Aki defended himself in court, insisting he was the victim of malicious false allegations to the police. Whoa, I went all mushmouth there for a second. He said that they receive several calls a day saying that I am in locations even when I am in prison. So he was saying, like, that he's not doing half these things that he's being accused of. Like, by this point,
there's other giant black guys going around feeling up fucking little boys.
Well, no. He's just saying, like, he's saying that these things aren't actually happening. They're being called in, and he's, like, you know, he's not even around when they're happening. And then it's like, you know, years later, they investigate it all, you know, anyway. Bullshit, regardless. In June 2012, Merseyside Police issued a statement denying rumors that Aki died, stating that he is still in prison. In June 2012, he was released from prison after serving 2 years. In August 2013, he was put on trial again after being accused of targeting young men in Manchester, Trafford, and Bolton, and was cleared of all charges. In 2014, February, Greater Manchester Police investigation found evidence to support police misconduct against Aki. Oh, shit! This related to interactions with an off-duty police officer at bodybuilding events. In the second half of 2012 and an October 2013 trial during which Aki was found not guilty of breaching his SOPO. Aki claims to have spent almost 2 years in prison awaiting charges that were either dropped or from which he was acquitted. So, like, the police kind of, like, so he's, well, what? Like, the police kind of fucked with the, what?
Well, they violated his rights by, like, bullying him and harassing him outside of, like, the appropriate, their legal bounds kind of thing. Like, cops can't go off duty to people that they've arrested and then fuck with them about it.
Fair enough, fair enough. On October 1st, 2015, Aki was once again found guilty of breaching his SOPO, having asked to touch and measure the muscles of a student traveling on an Arriva Trains Wales service from Manchester to Colwyn Bay. On October 11th, 2013. What? Oh, okay. So on October 1st, 2015, he was found guilty for a crime he did on on October 11th, 2013. Aki, representing himself, denied the offense and claimed he was set up by the police because of his notoriety, but he was convicted by a unanimous jury. He also complained about the use of the nickname Purple Aki throughout prosecution papers, as he regards it as racist. Aki had previously complained on these grounds to the Press Complaints Commission about newspapers' use of the nickname. I was looking on YouTube and stuff. I couldn't find, like, any fucking stuff about him. Like, I couldn't.
There's no newspapers referencing him?
No, I mean, sorry, my bad. I couldn't find any interviews with him or anything. There's footage of people, like, following him, like, in towns and being like, "Hey, paparazzi!" And he's like, "Don't call me that." And he's, like, just trying to, like, go about his business. And they're like, "Paparazzi!" They're, like, yelling it at him and shit. It's kind of funny just because they have, like, the thickest, like, Northern English accents. Like, "Hey, Purple Aki!" And he's just like, "Leave me alone. I don't, don't call me that. And he's just like minding his own business. But then there's also one video that I found on YouTube. I was going to tell you to bring it up, but there's no audio really. But it's like him sitting across from a guy who's clearly flexing for him on a bus.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's fucking weird, man. It's just, it's weird. Yeah, and in May 2016, Manchester Crown Court lifted the prevention order. In rendering his decision, the judge indicated that while breaching the order was a serious matter, the order's restrictions could no longer be justified, as none of the recent complainants had formed the slightest impression that Aki had derived sexual gratification from their muscles, and unlike earlier incidents, the victims hadn't suffered physical or psychological harm. So that's kind of where it was left off in 2016, and he's kind of just, I guess, just kind of doing his own thing. I'm guessing, because the internet never forgets, I'm guessing there's still people from time to time that, like, make a pilgrimage over to, like, wherever he is and try to, you know, antagonize him.
No, I'm sure he's just known now wherever he goes. It spreads pretty quickly, and people kind of figure out where he is, so it'd be much more difficult for him to operate.
Yeah. Damn, man. I can't imagine. Just, like, can't imagine just having, like, some, like, fuck, like, it's just...
He's obviously a compulsive, and he's probably, like, super, super low IQ.
Yeah, maybe he's up to... Yeah, like that's... That's one thing. That was one of my... I got, like, Lenny vibes from the dude.
Yeah, exactly, right? Exactly.
Like, of Mice and Men Lenny vibes. Like, he just...
100%.
Like, when he was a kid, and his deadbeat dad, who he didn't know or remember, was putting out cigarettes on the soft spot on his head, he was watching... Fucking, you know, he was watching World's Strongest Man competition.
Mr. Universe, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, and that's
shit,
all
probably.
He knows, and that's all he. Yeah, he had like one. His dad left him like one VHS tape of Pumping Iron.
And
he watched that on repeat, and grew up and was just like, I like muscles. I like muscles, George. Hey George, tell me about the muscles. Tell me, can we measure them? Can we touch them? Will they flex? Are they veiny, George? George, are the muscles veiny? Yeah, Lenny, they're fucking veiny. Just go look out at that river. Yeah, the muscles, they're oily. We're gonna oil them up. Click, click, and we're gonna bang.
I would say in modern England, he is probably going to get stabbed the next time he tries this shit. It's a much different place.
Maybe he knows. Maybe that's why you haven't heard much from him.
Yeah, because the modern youths are going to fucking cut him up.
Yeah, I'm surprised no one beat the shit out of him.
Well, he's a big guy, that's why. But that's what I mean now. 14-year-olds in England walk around with fucking machetes.
Oh, yeah, kids are, like, openly bragging about their depression. Like, this fucking generation does not give a fuck. Have you been, I'm gonna talk about this real quick, but have you seen any of this, like all the groypers with the Charlie Kirk Turning Point thing?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about that after. I was fucking, oh my god, that's so funny. I wanted to talk about, so that's really it for Purple Aki. I mean, I'm glad you didn't really know much about that guy, because fucking, it's...
Yeah, we got a lot out of that.
It's a weird, I know, I was expecting that to just be like half the episode, but like, we're almost at our 45. The other guy I was going to talk about, and this guy you probably know about, but have you ever heard of Dr. James Sears, also known as Dimitri the Lover?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured you would know about this guy. He's infamous in our city. But I just wanted to talk to him because I talk about him because he not necessarily. I didn't want to necessarily talk about the whole Your Ward news, like the whole like anti-Semitism allegations and like all that kind of stuff. I don't want to talk about that so much as the Dimitri the Lover part of his personas, because that's the one that kind of blew up on the internet. just a quick background about James. He was trained as a physician and described himself as a retired Canadian Armed Forces medical officer. In the 1980s, while a medical student with the Canadian Armed Forces, he was noted for erratic behavior and graduated in 1988 despite documented reservations. During his subsequent internship, he was judged immature and entered psychotherapy in 1990. Following complaints from female patients, Sears' medical license was revoked by the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario in 1992 after Sears pleaded guilty on two counts of sexual assault. So he was fucking sexually assaulting his patients. Fucking creep. What better thing to become than a pickup artist, right? Right, Patrick?
Yeah.
Jesus. Sears was known for his activities as a pickup artist, using the pseudonym Dimitri the Lover, selling courses that claimed to train men in how to seduce women. I found his old blog, and I have to read you these headlines, like these blog titles, Patrick, because I was fucking dying earlier. So he has a a blog. He hasn't written anything since 2013, obviously, because he's doing God knows what now, fucking crazy ass. Canada Post banned him from sending out his newsletter. It's fucking ridiculous. So here's some of his... Okay, here are some of the headlines for his... How to employ Rasputin mind rape protocols to manipulate fags into aggressively recruiting sluts for you.
It's a little convoluted.
It's a little wordy. Yeah, basically that is an article about how basically if you can pretend to be friends with gays and then they'll attract what he calls fag hags and then you can have sex with them. Which doesn't work. Not that I've tried, but that just doesn't sound like it makes any sense. How to employ jury nullification to single-handedly quash unjust laws that unfairly target heterosexual men.
Yeah, that's really worked out for him. He has a pretty good record in court.
How to safely and effectively employ corporal punishment to neutralize a belligerent, annoying, or insubordinate slut.
If he just came up with more fun ways, fun titles, he could have gotten away with this forever. It's just too fucking explicit and, like, no kind of art to the way he describes it.
Exactly. There's no subtlety. It's just like, bleh. Okay, I want to actually read this full one. Because it's just so cringy. This is called How to Employ Rasputin Mind Rape Protocols to Seduce Emotionally Fragile Sluts After the Holiday Season. As most of you are aware, I developed the Rasputin Mind Rape Seduction Method over the last two decades, based on approaching thousands of desperately underfucked sluts on the streets of Toronto.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be hard to get through. Local men know that the vast majority of sluts in this city are complete cunts. That's in all caps, just so you know. Complete cunts! Primarily due to misandrous and homocentric brainwashing from both the local media and radical feminazi special interest groups. Preach, brother. Oh, God, this is so cringy. Also, many Toronto sluts have become so jaded and bitter from dating metrosexuals that they have basically given up on finding true heterosexual love. Furthermore, an alarmist local media has brainwashed sluts into thinking that anyone with a penis is going to either infect them with HIV or brutally rape and murder them, then chop their body into bite-sized pieces. That's awfully specific, James. Having overcome the above seduction challenges, the methods I have developed to rapidly locate, detect, charm, mind rape, seduce, and subsequently enslave local sluts when applied by my seduction students outside of the Toronto microcosm have been highly effective in affording them unhindered tri-orifice access to the most elusive of females. This is fucking Dennis Reynolds.
Yeah, it's Dennis Reynolds trying to, like, make people think he's smarter than he actually is with just by just being long-winded and using, like, flowery, shitty language. Like, that's the biggest sign of someone who's, like, actually very low intelligence is when they just use unnecessarily big words. And then they, you know, you could tell they're trying to, like, show off just by the use of the word. Like, it's pointless.
I hate this guy so much. where was I? Over the years, men from six continents have flown to Toronto to wander the streets with me. I'm prepared to provide free one-on-one coaching to the first lonely Antarctic scientist who contacts me in order to put that seventh continent under my belt. Maybe you can go fuck a penguin or something, but after each of my clients developed battle hardness accosting our local sluts, 100% of them were able to effectively apply my methods to sluts in their hometowns. For those of you who cannot afford to pay me $3,000 per day? $3,000 per fucking day? Oh! Sorry, man. Patrick, I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. $3,000, man.
Yeah, I doubt anybody's
actually
paying that.
I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. Oh.
Anyways, I get the point.
Yeah. Hold on. Okay, I just have to say, though, he wrote a book about him. He wrote a book about his cock called Mein Cock.
Yeah, he's just not funny either.
No, he's not. So I brought him up, though, because the reason he became famous on the internet, $3,000. That's worse than that Jess comedian person, like, charging, like, I swear to God, it was like $200 a person to teach comedy at Second City. It was it was a crime. Patrick, if you hop on YouTube, look up Dimitri the Lover. He was famous because I wanted to just end this episode with, he was famous for leaving a voicemail. I don't know if you remember this, but he left a very, very famous voicemail on some lady's, a series of voicemails on a lady's, phone. Answering machine.
Hello, it's Dimitri. Sorry I had to leave such a rushed message with you,
here we go.
When we, met the other day. I just want to quickly give you your my phone number, and I had to get the heck out of the area. In any event, I figure I better leave you a more detailed message and explain why I approached you. I am single. I have no trouble meeting women. I mean, women approach me 6-7 times a day, but I'm very particular about what I like. You're extremely
elegant. Sluts.
I couldn't take my eyes off of you, and your friends were very jealous, even if they say they weren't. They were envious of the fact that I approached you, and I was very taken by you. Elegant women are very rare. I'm Greek, and I'm very particular about what I like. So I'm giving you an opportunity here. I don't know if you pick up the messages on the weekend, but I'm working on a movie script, so I'm pretty much around all weekend doing that. I left you my number, 416-918.
Patrick, you think she calls him back?
This looks like a landline, and if it is... You mean no,
I doubt that.
Well, let's see. Let's find out.
I can't listen to that fucking shit. It's there's just nothing to it.
Just wait. Just keep going. Keep going.
You do call me, and then we'll get together for coffee and chat and
just wait.
Let the romance begin. You look very taken aback by my approach.
He gets pissed off.
And I hope that isn't timidness. I hope it was just a little bit of shock at being approached so
15 seconds
directly.
He better do something great.
Really,
you can skip ahead a little bit
because I'm a very direct, very passionate 30 on Wednesday. Now I'll assume,
here we go,
I'll assume that you've already left work because, you know, some people leave early, and
this
I'll
is a different message.
But if I do not receive a phone call back from you by 3:00 Thursday afternoon, I'm no longer interested. You can erase my number. I don't play games like that. I'm completely single. I'm very intelligent. I'm great in bed. I make great money. Believe it or not, I'm a complete catch.
Skip ahead a little bit.
I've only been single 4 months. Maybe you're on some medication for that. I don't know. There could be another issue that I'm not aware of. But nobody says, call me, hands a person a business card, and then doesn't return calls. It's extremely passive-aggressive. You should actually look that up, passive-aggressive personality disorder.
This guy's such a
and
fucking
you
cunt.
Let me know.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. Yeah, no, I'm not going to, I'm not going to continue to torture Patrick like that. He looks like he just wants to go out and find the guy right now. So I'm not going to fucking.
Yeah, he sucks.
He does suck. But no, I mean, that was a solid, that's it for honestly for tonight. I just, I wanted to talk about those creeps. I'm glad we got that purple Aki out of the way. Cause that was one of the first things I wanted to talk about when we started this show, but there were so many other things that kind of took precedent, so and that was kind of like a shorter topic, but it's a fascinating thing. And if you look up, I know that Count Dankula, and then there's another channel on YouTube have also really good takes on him, which are really funny and fascinating to watch. But yeah, Patrick, do you have anything you want to like plug or promote?
Nope, all good.
No, you're good, buddy. All right, well, dlive.tv/joyofpessy. That's my stream. I stream once in a while. Otherwise, yeah, follow us on the Internet Wasteland on Instagram, and have a good one, guys. Cheers.